Thank you and good morning. A Del Norte County man could face a 350-year sentence when he stands before a Del Norte County Superior Court judge at the end of the month after being convicted by a jury on 20 of 21 counts related to the drugging, raping, and impregnating of a 15-year-old girl. 54-year-old Roger Lee Roberts was found guilty of all of those counts except one, causing great bodily injury related to the pregnancy, and he will be sentenced on the 30th by Judge William Follett. Roberts, who had two prior convictions for sexual crimes against minors, was convicted on four counts of furnishing meth to the girl and 10 counts of unlawful sexual intercourse with the minor, among others. The girl gave birth in May of last year, and Rogers has been in jail since he was arrested last September. District Attorney Dale Trigg, who never offered a plea deal, will ask for the maximum sentence, 350 years. The local Caltrans office has a new district director after longtime employee Matt Brady was officially announced as the District 1 director. Brady takes the place of Charlie Fielder, who retired last year, and he comes to the job with 25 years' experience as an engineer with Caltrans, with stints in Orange County, Sacramento, and then in administrative planning positions at headquarters in Sacramento. Brady has worked on several local projects, including Willits Bypass, Confusion Hill, and the Mad River Bridges. Jordan Christmas has news from the Eureka Police Department.
Around 2 o'clock Thursday morning, officers with the Eureka Police Department responded to the 1300 block of Summer Street after a woman had just been stabbed in the area. Officers spoke with the 30-year-old victim, who said that she was walking with a man near Pine and Summer Streets when the man stabbed her. He subsequently fled on 14th Street. The victim was transported to a local hospital before being flown out of the area for treatment of serious injuries. The suspect remains at large and the investigation is ongoing.
Thank you, Jordan. The North Coast has seen a much-needed break from the winter weather, but that's going to change as we hit the weekend. The Weather Service has forecasted rain beginning tonight, and by Saturday night, the temperature will drop, along with the snow level, which is expected to fall to 1,500 feet. That will impact driving conditions in the local mountains, and drivers can expect to run into delays, detours, and chain requirements. You are advised to check Caltrans for road conditions before you leave home. In 1943, there were more than 300,000 women working in the aviation manufacturing industry and millions more across the industrial landscape as the nation used its awesome manufacturing capability to fight World War II. One of the lasting images that came from that era is the iconic Rosie the Riveter poster that showed the strength and dedication of women across the country who filled jobs left vacant by men sent to war. In Washington, D.C., a bipartisan group of representatives and senators has introduced a congressional resolution to designate March 21st as Rosie the Riveter Day in honor of that legacy and as a key part of Women's History Month. Between 1940 and 1955, the number of women in the workforce skyrocketed from about 20% to nearly 40%, and one in four married women worked outside the home, a shift in society that would never recede. Women currently comprise about 47% of the modern workforce. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Undersheriff Billy Hansel sat down for Talk Shop yesterday, and in a wide-ranging conversation, Hansel spoke about the sheriff's office and its relationship with immigration and customs officials. Hansel said that there are concerns in the local Latino community that the sheriff will assist ICE in any federal enforcement actions. Hansel said that's simply not the case. He pointed out that there have been instances in the past in which someone arrested locally was flagged by federal databases and they would be held in county jail, but that's no longer the case.
We don't honor those holds at all, because in the past, when we had a good working relationship with ICE and when this law wasn't in place, we honored some of those holds and we held people past their time due in jail, and they're not coming to pick them up. And so we've stopped that practice because we believe it's really infringing on someone's right.
There are beds set aside at the jail for federal inmates if needed, but Hansel said that the sheriff's office has enough to do without getting involved in federal enforcement actions, and that they have coordinated with local groups on the issue.
really, we don't have the space in our jail. We don't have any desire in going out and just rounding up undocumented workers here. That's not our job. But there are several groups in the county that are trying to work with law enforcement and the Hispanic community. True North was one of them. Promotoras is another. And so we're trying to get the good word out there that we're not INS.
You can listen to Undersheriff Billy Hansel.